It is time to get through to Giles Beckford for an update on Kōrero Kaipākehi, the business news. Kia ora, Giles.
Kia ora to you, Ingrid. Wall Street, with half an hour to go, has just trimmed its gains, and they weren't very much to begin with. It's reasonably muted on Wall Street, shall we say, people looking towards the inflation numbers at the end of the week. Interestingly, shares in Donald Trump's Trump Media and Technology Group, which listed on the NASDAQ yesterday, have risen 50% on debut, lifted by the US president's supporters, who, and it's giving him a potential windfall of several billion dollars, which he might need to pay for some of the costs of those various legal cases. At the moment, the Dow Jones average is up 0.1%. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are both marginally positive. The local top 50 index trimmed its losses yesterday, but was still down 35 points, about a third of a percent, just above that 12,000 level. The New Zealand dollar, 60.1 US cents, 91.8 Australian, 47.5 pence, 55.4 euro cents, 91 yen, and 4.33 yuan. Brent crude oil, just a touch lower, touching at the $86 a barrel level. Gold is up $5 at $2,177 an ounce. As we've been saying this morning, the budget policy statement out around 1 o'clock this afternoon.